Now, if the VP was not in a collision with an appearing photon, then the next if statement that's there, the next little test, is for the next little kind of force that's going to be possibly applied if the state of the universe is in such a situation that this test actually passes. And the test, the question of the test is this. Is this VP in a collision with another VP? Now, we just had a question before said if this VP was in a collision with an appearing photon, and we handled it as such, that was radiation absorption. And so now we're just saying, okay, now did it collide with something else physically? Did it hit something? And now if it did, then it's going to execute a rule. Now this is our what? This is our fourth rule of motion, and it's called atomic force. And it occurs when, when something hits something. All right? Now before I go ahead and describe atomic force, I'm going to go ahead and have to describe what it means for a VP to be in a collision with another VP. Now, I really didn't thoroughly describe it either when I said, is this VP in a collision with an appearing photon? And the reason I sort of was a little bit vague about that is it's kind of obvious what's happening. I did allude to the time distance radius there and the fact that it's got to be just the location coinciding with the location at the time distance radius, all that stuff, okay? But I wasn't that thorough about it because we're going to get into that later. But one thing we can get into right now is we can go ahead and try to expound a little bit on what I mean by a collision. Because a collision, the location of a VP, it's actually a point, okay? And the odds of a collision are really, really slim as far as something just sliding up and hitting something else. Now, in a one-dimensional universe, the odds are a little bit better because everything is kind of on a line, and they have to travel on this line, so it actually makes the odds pretty good of a collision. But in a 2 and 3D universe, especially when things get, you know, blown apart, and things are like a billion zillion miles away, and things are really spread thinly out, the odds of collisions at that juncture get really, really, really thin. And so, here's... we have to enhance these odds